This is Akashvani, the news read by Sarabjit Kaur. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today reiterated that nothing is more important than the welfare and future of youth of the country. In a social media post, Mr. Modi announced that the government will set up fast-track courts to ensure swift and stringent punishment for those involved in paper leaks. The Prime Minister said he has directed the concerned authorities and officials to take all necessary steps in this regard. He asserted that those who try to harm the future of the youth will not be spared. He added that the decision has been taken as part of a series of measures to safeguard the interests of students. Both the Houses of Parliament have been adjourned till 12 noon following opposition protest over various issues, including the NEET paper leak case. When the Lok Sabha assembled for the day at 11 a.m, Speaker Om Birla tried to take up the question hour, but the opposition members raised the issue of NEET and student protests. Mr. Birla said that no member will be allowed to speak on any other matter during the question hour. He stated that question hour must function strictly as per rules, as it is the most important time for members to seek reply from the government. Mr. Birla said the government has already assured opposition members that it is ready to hold discussions on NEET. The speaker urged the opposition to cooperate in running the house, but they continued with their protest, which led to adjournment of the Lok Sabha till 12 noon. A similar scene was also witnessed in the Rajya Sabha. When the proceedings began at 11 a.m, Chairman C.P. Radhakrishnan expressed grief over the loss of lives due to heavy rains and related disasters, including floods, lightning and landslides in various parts of the country. Later, the opposition members started sloganeering over the NEET paper leak issues. Parliamentary Affairs Minister Kiran Rijiju said the government is ready to discuss the NEET issue, but alleged that the Congress party is imposing conditions, raising questions about its intentions. Leader of the opposition, Mallikarjun Kharge, demanded the resignation of the Union Education Minister, saying that without his resignation, discussion will not happen. He said that Congress is not shying away from discussion. The government has refuted an AI-generated fake video of Defence Minister Rajnath Singh falsely claiming that he made threatening remarks about the protesting students. The fact-check unit of the Press Information Bureau clarified that Mr. Singh did not make any such statement regarding the Delhi protest. The unit said that the video is AI-generated and is being circulated by Pakistani propaganda accounts to mislead the public as part of a disinformation campaign. President Draupadi Murmu will reach Bucharest in Romania today on the final leg of her three-nation visit. After her arrival at the Cotroceni Palace, she will be accorded a guard of honour. She will hold delegation-level talks with her Romanian counterpart, Nicuser Dan. Several MOUs will be signed after the talks. The President of Romania and the First Lady will host a state dinner in the honour of President Murmu today. India has called for zero tolerance against terrorism and reaffirmed its commitment to a free, open, inclusive and rules-based Indo-Pacific at the 33rd ASEAN Regional Forum Ministerial Meeting in Manila, Philippines. Addressing the meeting, External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar said, "This forum remains an important platform for discussing political and security issues in the Indo-Pacific, particularly at a time of growing global complexities." On maritime security, the minister said, initiatives such as the Information Fusion Center India Ocean Region, the Indo-Pacific Maritime Domain Awareness Initiative, and the deployment of Indian naval assets are helping counter piracy, trafficking, and the narcotics trade while ensuring secure maritime commerce. News just in, Rajya Sabha has been adjourned till 2 p.m. The 23rd Commonwealth Games will begin in Glasgow, Scotland this evening. Teams from 74 nations will participate in the 10-day event. Olympic medalist Neeraj Chopra, Meerabai Chanu and Lavlina Borgohain are set to represent India at the Games. And that is the end of this news bulletin.